Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We got you covered with all the conference championship games starting tonight with the Pac-12. And all the way through tomorrow, SEC, Big Ten, we got it all. We got it all for you. We got TCU and Kansas State. I guess that'll be the other close one along with the Pac-12 tonight. The others are, I mean, I don't know. I guess Clemson, North Carolina can be good. Did you take one side of that yesterday in our picks?
Okay. Yeah, I took Clemson. Yeah. I do think they'll fire. Carolina's kind of hit a wall. Drake May doesn't look like himself. Josh Downs is kind of dealing with some injuries. So, yeah, I went Clemson there. So, we'll see if I'm right. But
yeah. Some of these, it's just distinct, some of these games. I mean, the SEC championship game is an 18-point spread. Just takes the fun out of it. I mean, it is interesting what's going to happen if one of these, you know, if either TC, well, if any of them lose. I mean, if Georgia loses, they're fine. They're in. Michigan loses. You can't put Ohio State past Michigan. They just played them.
They blew them out.
Yeah.
Although Michigan is, they did shut down Blake Corum for the year. He's going to miss he's having surgery, so he's not going to be able to play in any part of the playoffs. So,
but they beat Ohio State without him, right?
Without him, yeah.
You know, it'd be one thing, you know, if you had a win with him and you say, oh, now we're evaluating the team without him, you can already evaluate him without him. They just beat the crap out of Ohio State.
Yeah.
So
I hope everybody holds serve, and I hope this is the college football playoff. I really do. But you know, odds are somebody's going to slip and fall. I mean, that's just the
right.
That's the percentage chance probability. Somebody. I just don't know who it's going to be. I don't know. I'm going to sit down and I'm really interested in the game tonight. You know, Utah game.
It's the most intriguing one, because if they lose tonight, you know, to Utah, and then you've got a whole day to marinate on it. You know, and you got 2 days to marinate on, well, what's the committee going to do? Are they going to bump up Bama? Are they going to bump up Ohio State? And then and somehow if Bama passes Ohio State when neither of them play, that would be interesting too.
Yeah,
I'm
USC,
not saying it's impossible, but I mean it could happen.
And the last time USC and Utah played, it was a highly entertaining game. They played in Salt Lake City. You know, we talked yesterday about the tight end just going crazy, but you know that Salt Lake City place where that stadium they play in Utah, it's a snake pit. Like, it's one of the toughest places in college football to play. And so USC went in there, and Utah scored, and they were down one, and they elected to go for two to win the game. Yeah. That it was a wild game. It really, really entertained. So I'm pumped for tonight.
Which, I mean, it tells you that was the game, and tonight it's neutral site. And it's still only a 2.5-point spread.
Yeah.
That's why that line stinks, man. That line stinks. That's why I think Utah's coming out. Covering. I think they went outright, but that line to me is the one that you look at and you go, what?
I can see it happening. It's just they've dealt with so many injuries Utah has. don't ask me their names, but like I know they've basically just been grinding out wins, you know, to get to the end, kind of limping towards the finish line, but they've been winning. And USC has been building. They've gotten a lot of their defensive players back. Jordan Addison is back to fully healthy. Caleb Williams looks incredible. So, yeah, I'll just go with what I think. But you're right. Like that line, you're like, what do I not
yeah,
know?
Yeah, how is it only two? Yeah, what am I missing here?
Yeah.
So we'll let you hop in, 267-9680. I didn't want to – very rare that we'd have John Calipari's sound that would make Mark Blankenbaker smile.
Wow.
He would agree with John Calipari. And I guess this was yesterday in advance of their trip over to play Michigan at 1 o'clock Sunday. When the NFL plays on Sunday and when they're playing this little soccer tournament called the World Cup, and they're playing it in England. And guess who's playing at the same time? England's playing at the same time. This is – the schedule makers in college basketball, do they have the internet? Do they know about the National Football League? Do they know about the World Cup?
I would imagine they've never heard of it.
I don't understand how this game is at one. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But anyway, this was Calipari talking about Bellarmine.
Let me just say this. Scotty's done a great job with that program, we all know. You know, what's disappointing, you know, that if they win their league tournament again, they can't get in. Here's what I would say, and I've said this many, many times. If you do things for the kids, you're never wrong. If you're doing stuff based on, well, that's the rule. Well, we had a rule that they changed because a player went on TV and said, I'm starving and I don't have money to buy a hamburger. And all of a sudden, all the rules changed within a week. They all changed. I understand, well, there's a rule that Bellarmine's got to wait 8 years, whatever it is. Change it. It's not right for the kids. It's not right for the kids. They should be able to be in that tournament if they do what they did. They're well coached. They're great kids. You know, I hope people will reconsider, change the rule. You change that rule, you know what happens? If it comes back to them, it's on me. I'll change the rule. We're going to do something. Well, wait a minute. This is on those kids. So hopefully this will be reconsidered, and you know, they're tied with us at halftime, and we're supposed to be one of those teams. Well, shoot,
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta love it.
I mean, John Calipari, you know, he hits on everything that we've been talking about for a year and a half on this subject, and yeah, they've had every opportunity to hear the rule, to change the rule.
I would just love to know the argument. Like, what is the counter to this? Like, into well, it's one thing to die on the hill for your NCAA tournament, but for your NIT tournament,
right.
I mean, you can't let them do that.
It makes no sense. It would be such a good story. College basketball, by the way, needs feel good stuff.
Yeah,
it does. Like we're talking about how they're going to play on Sunday. Louisville, you know, and Kentucky both playing on Sunday. Nobody's watching those games. Like, you got to give a people a reason to watch. So John Calipari, he hits it right on the head there. And you know,
I just wonder if it matters, because like Nick Saban says something and it catches people's attention.
Yeah,
you know, Calipari is like that too. But you know, maybe for some people it's not, you know, big enough on their radar because it isn't exactly involving his team.
Yep.
But I don't know. I would hope someone. I just can't imagine the argument. I can't imagine what when they're debating this, going, yeah, you know, we've got all these you know, rules that we've, you know, we're paying players now, and anybody can transfer wherever they want. But no. Bellarmine, forget it. You can't make the jump. Clearly, you can't compete in that league that you won the tournament for, and I don't know, they win the regular season year one or right down to the wire year one. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and I appreciate Calipari's platform on this, and you know, my argument with Mac while he was here, whenever there was a major topic for college basketball, guys like John Calipari, Rick Pitino, Coach K, you know, Jim Boeheim, ESPN would get a camera in their face and they would ask them questions. Not that was related to their team, but about anything related to college basketball, and they would all have a take on it. And Mac would never do that, even when we got, you know, pulled out of the COVID, like we had all those cameras there. You know,
yeah.
Nothing. You know, and it's
right.
Like, well, you're the coach of Louisville basketball. Louisville basketball needs to matter. We want the coach of Louisville basketball's opinion to matter nationally. And John Calipari's does, and he's using it. And, you know, and so I appreciate, like, you know, you're asked about something, not your team, and you have a conversation. Now, I know why Kevin Willard didn't answer my question on Tuesday night about Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, there's no win scenario there. It's a Kobayashi Maru there. You have a no-win scenario.
But something that's more broad, you know, team specific, not a threat, you know, like that John Calipari's doing the right thing there.
Yeah, and I just hope it catches someone's attention. I don't know that it will. I don't know. I mean Billis has been on this play. I mean, you've had Billis and Calipari, you know,
and Vitale.
And Vitale, go, I'll say this, and I just, have we ever actually heard anyone from the NCAA say why? I don't know that we've actually ever heard
from Scott Davenport. It's all about Sankey. You know, because he's on the committee, and he's like the committee chair that, like, hears these things. So Stanky is in the way.
Stanky. That's right.
But he's been working on this thing called the college football playoff, and we got that done. So maybe now he can move on to Bellarmine.
I hope. We'll let you hop in if you want to. 267-9680. That's our number to get in. Crumb's Revenge will be along at some point. He'll have a know the foe, I guess. I don't know who the foe is. Is it going to be Miami? Is it going to be the Netherlands? I don't know. I don't know who.
Jason Ince says that we haven't beaten a European team in the World Cup play in 20 years, and that's 11 matches.
We're due.
We're way due. But
You got it plus. I don't know what line I was looking at.
Yeah, I checked +245.
So we're a massive underdog in this.
Yes, we've gone 11 matches without beating a European team in the World Cup.
I just don't understand how, like, the Netherlands is better at this than the U.S. I mean, I get that it's not that our best athletes play other sports, but. How many? I mean, shouldn't we have enough to go around that we ought to have our leftover elite athletes ought to be good enough?
I guess. Yeah. What's the population of
the
Netherlands compared to us?
And I don't know.
You know, sports is so important to our culture. Although soccer, you know, has been developing for quite some time. It's still football. It's still basketball. It's still baseball and other sports. Soccer's been growing in our country for. You know, I'd say it's like the last, I don't know, my whole lifetime. But it is interesting. Like, can you imagine if, like, Russ Smith played soccer?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you could make a list of elite pro athletes. Forget about Russ Smith. I mean, like, Justin Jefferson. Put him out there.
Yeah. It's awesome. You know, but
Stephon,
like,
Diggs. You know, put him out there.
Lamar Jackson. I mean, you go through a list of guys, if they played soccer, you know, you'd have elite athletes out there. And we still do. We're still competing. We're in the top 16. But it's just not like a but I can't talk about it. That's as far as I go. Like that, I'm gonna
wrap that's it. Yeah, you're not gonna give a. You're gonna give a fake take. You're not gonna give a fake take on Team USA.
Nothing.
Come on.
I just put the ball in the back of the net and goal. You know, there we go. I mean,
and if you think you are wrong, make the symbol of a television set and see if they will AR it.
That's what I want to do. Just, the symbol of a television set. Yeah, and don't
Texas
run into the goalkeeper.
Those Netherlands, those Dutch bastards.
Yeah, those Dutch bastards. Yeah, but what's the best Dutch thing? What's the best Dutch?
I don't know.
Best Dutch.
What is the contribution of the Netherlands of Dutch?
Isn't it the Dutch oven? What is that?
Yeah, the Dutch oven. What are the Dutch best known for?
Going
for their
Dutch.
Bulb fields. So I guess they're really good at growing flowers. Windmills, cheese markets, wooden shoes, which are terrible.
Wooden shoes. Yeah, got a lot of those running around.
Innovative water management and millions of bicycles. I guess it's a big bike culture. But tulips apparently are a massive thing. Vincent van Gogh was Dutch. Lots of good beer, really, it turns out, from the Netherlands. So, yeah, there you go. Some soccer.
Amsterdam?
Yeah. Yeah. Did we lose Drew? Might have lost Drew.
Maybe
we lost Drew. So, the transfer portal, though, man, it continues to go. Phil Dracovic from Boston College, now in the transfer portal. That is now, if you go Brennan Armstrong, Jeff Sims, and Phil Dracovic in the transfer portal, that's three future Louisville football opponents who had incumbent quarterbacks who have now hit the portal for next season. They're on Louisville's football schedule. So interesting development there, you know, because Phil Jurkovec, I mean, that guy, I mean, he killed us with Zay Flowers. I mean, you know, beat us by 1 point. I mean, it sunk our season there. So really, really interesting to see him go into the portal. But you can kind of you can hear that. You can see that kind of happening, you know, with the season that they've had and with, you know, with the change that they've had at the coaching staff in Georgia Tech. The real kind of interesting one is Brennan Armstrong. Tony Elliott is coming back, but he looked like a totally different guy than a year prior. Brennan Armstrong did. So do we have you back, Drew?
Yeah, we got me. I don't know if the delay, the app is, I don't know, it's something's going on weird with the app for me. So.
Okay. I was just talking about Phil Jurkovec in the transfer portal from Boston College. That's the third incumbent quarterback that's on Louisville's future schedule that's in the portal.
I mean, it's surely a guy you'd take. You take him, you take Brennan Armstrong. I mean, this is
Jeff Sims, take him.
Yeah,
I'll take all three of those guys.
There'll be a bidding war. I mean, you better have your wallet, right?
Right.
I mean, these guys. I mean, Jurkovec didn't leave in Boston College just because, you know. I mean, there might be reasons he might want to leave, but I'm sure he thinks he can make more money elsewhere.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, he was previously at Notre Dame. He's at Boston College. That season didn't go very well. Same thing with Brennan Armstrong at Virginia. And, you know, it's funny watching these guys pop their head up out of the portal at the quarterback spot, like, because you know that's a position of NIL. But there are other guys who are popping their head up, and they're like, if you pop your head up at certain positions, you better make sure that you've got a spot.
You know, yeah, if you're like an inside linebacker that, you know, is marginal, you better have a landing spot.
Well, like KJ Cloyd makes sense to me. He's got his degree in hand. He knows that he's probably not a starter. He's probably going to have the same role this year that he had last year, you know, next year.
Guys want to play for sure.
So he's got his degree. He can pop his head up into the portal. It's not even an NIL play. It's a, I want to play my last year of football play.
Yeah.
And maybe he goes to somebody decent. Maybe he plays at a lower level, but he's going to play his final year somewhere, and that makes sense to me.
If you got some brags, don't forget to get those in. Email brag@ESPNLouisville.com. We got that brought to you by the Gomez Insurance Agency. That's Gomez with an S, insuranceagency.com. So we'll read those in the 9 o'clock hour. But again, anybody, you know, and did you want to brag on your team, whether it's – it doesn't matter what level. You know, we'll take it. brag@ESPNLouisville.com. We'll have that for you. Brought to you by the Gomez Insurance Agency. So we can check the text line here at 437-968. We'll have the college football decision for the playoffs, but I mean, I might be more interested to see the Coach Prime decision on Sunday. The Prime decision.
That's awesome.
To clarify his future.
That's awesome. So,
and so, I mean, it says, I'm reading some articles, there are critics sending tweets and posting videos. I mean, critics, I mean, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is fantastic.
And
this is great theater.
Mike Lindsay is here, so we just need Lee to let him in the door. If he can do that.
No, leave him out there. So it'd be funnier.
Leave him out there in the cold.
Yeah.
Leave him out
be
there
funnier.
In the cold, Lee.
Yeah, it'd be funnier that way. Yeah. Know the foe. The foe is the weather. Mother Nature's the foe. Get to know her.
Yeah. I mean, my kids last night were like, hey, can we go to Florida? And I'm like, yes. And Ashley's like, when are we going? And I'm like, immediately.
weather.
They want to go. I'm on board.
Ups the sales of plane tickets instantly.
Absolutely.
Let's see. It's just about to call. Oh, I hear him coming in the studio now. He's no chance. He has headphones there, right?
There's a pair of headphones right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right here on the desk. I don't know if they work. They're not the Nick Vavano special, so they probably work. So yeah, we'll see.
Is Process still returning text on our text line?
Because I
see someone saying, looking for a Twitter handle, and they replied, @MikeTheProcess.
Wow.
I mean, what is he doing? Get off our text line. We're responding to people on our text line.
He's responding to us with one word answers on the air, but he's got multiple sentences.
Well, yeah, you are asking about his personal life, you know.
Well, we talk about our personal life all the time.
Not quite the way that when people want to bring it up, they don't get interrogated the way that
I'm like, hey, how's it going with the doctor lady? It's going
right, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. What if it's not going well? What if they had an argument the night before?
Bengals game, or we're going to do this, and we did, you know.
What if he said we broke up? How bad would you feel?
We'd be there.
She broke up with me last night.
We'd be there to console our guy. I don't know if he's broken up if he doesn't tell me.
You'd be publicly embarrassing him.
I'm not trying to embarrass. People break up all the time. It's not embarrassing to break up. It's part of natural life.
No, it would be embarrassing to be asked that question when you just broke it up the night before.
Well,
I love the world you live in sometimes.
Hopefully it's a fantastic world. Before. What are the odds that they break up the night before?
I don't know, but it's
how
possible.
Unstable is this relationship?
You need to have their process time. You know, process the information.
So what do you have for us today, Mike Lindsay?
I don't know.
Netherlands know the foe?
I don't have any know the foe.
What?
Netherlands would have been good. Netherlands would have been good. I didn't think about Team USA. I'd love
to watch the last. Why are you even here if there's no know the foe?
Yeah, seriously. You can go. You can leave. You can go.
Good night. I'm here because I'm contractually obligated.
Yes.
I spent all this time getting the open for the know the foe.
Although, I mean, I really think we should just play the recording of Mike doing the opening itself.
South Beach is known, but it's actually north. No.
Yeah, I heard you all talking about Calipari and Bellarmine, and I just want to chime in real quick and say the reason why they should change this rule is because the amount of teams that actually do this is so few. The amount of teams that actually do this and can qualify for the tournament is even less. So this, if it ever happened, it absolutely should be celebrated. Why would you not want to celebrate something so amazing as people making such a huge jump and then having an opportunity? It's kind of, what, once every 10 years? You know, like maybe? You know, like how much effort did they put in to stonewall something that almost never happens when they have real problems to make rules for?
That's right.
This isn't one of them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they have all these massive problems throughout the organization.
Like, what if you put a dollar
it's
bet?
An easy one.
You're like, I'm going to put every year, you put a dollar bet that this team that just got invited to D1 is going to win their conference. I mean, what would the Vegas odds be?
Now you actually would be easier than it's ever been before with the transfer portal.
It will get easier, but the rule was made when it was impossible. Bad.
Yeah, I don't know that I totally understand the logic. Like, you got to get ready to be able to compete at that level. I really don't know. And every time we've asked Scotty, and you know, he goes off on a tangent. I don't know that I get that. I don't know what they've exactly told him. You know, you'll get him going, I'm going to fly every one of them in here and look these kids in the eye. I'm like, they're not going to do that. But, I mean.
Sure. Yeah, they're definitely not going to.
I wish they would.
Just have them all sit. They actually have them cry. No one likes to see kids cry. Just have them all just crying and wailing in the room, you know, and then pull the heartstrings. But no, I mean, that's my thought on them. When they made that rule, I'm like, what are they thinking? You know, when I hear about that rule and I hear about it, you know, and the reason why I didn't really know much about that rule is because it never happens. You know, why would they spend their effort to make that rule?
I mean, Texas is right. Like, just Drew, the first thing you did wrong was try to find logic in anything the NCAA does. Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
We also did, you know, get off without a tournament ban. So, of course, that's not even the NCAA.
No,
that's the IARP. Yeah.
Yeah. We had to go around them, and thank God for the IARP. And also, I mean, Kenny Payne, can we just talk about Kenny Payne for a second? He didn't want to use NIL.
For a second? We never talk about it. Go ahead,
Mark. We spent all this. We got the best stinking lawyer on the planet Earth for this. Spent a premium. We haven't won a game.
Worth it.
But use it, you know, leverage it, make it worthwhile, because the tournament's there.
I want to hear from Mike on this, because Mike, you is the most positive guy that I know, and this is the most negative time in the history of Louisville basketball, probably. I don't want to point you in any direction. I mean, what do you see out there?
So this is, I had a friend text me and say, have you seen a worse team? And I said, I have not seen a worse team right now, but I have seen many teams with worse players. And so to me, that is a people problem, not necessarily the coach only. That's also a people problem, because you need to have pride in yourself. You need to have pride in what you're putting out on the floor personally. I mean, if you're not out there giving it your all, then you need to go. I mean, so that we're at this point where we have a new coach. You know, every new coach has this problem, too. And in basketball, I guess it can get amplified because you have less players. But we've had new football coaches come in where the players from the old coach don't really buy into the new coach. They don't try. They don't – whatever it is. And they might be really good. And that sucks when that happens. Because now you have to make the decision to say, well, this guy's really good. I've tried to be nice. And Kenny – as if there's anything we know about Kenny, is that he definitely goes the high road for everything. I mean, he's always smiling, calm, and collected, right? He's very nice. At some point, though, you're going to say, you're not helping. So, you know, you're on the bench. And they're like, well, I'll leave. It's like, okay, well, then you'll leave because you're not helping. So you're a waste of space. So to me, I think it's about now we're getting to the point where we need to make decisions that there might be really good players that we just need to have them transfer or leave because they're not part of the winning equation of what we're trying to do. And so if it was me, and by the way, when I heard Luke's interview the other day, there were some things I agreed with, some things I didn't. But one thing that I heard that he said that he saw, which makes total sense to me, is that when I go out there and I see especially the captains, and they are not working at a captain level for this team, then you're not going to be a good basketball team. You know, if you're,
you might not be the captain. I mean, didn't was it Harrell who was stripped of being a captain? Jason Montrose was.
What was he arguing in the locker room? And
I don't remember the exact reason, but yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me. He was a little, you know.
But
I loved him.
That fury shows in his play, though. Right. So that's the downside of Montrez is you'll get some of that. You know, where Okoye Gaw's running for his life to another program or whatever the player was. He scared away.
It was Okoye.
Yeah. Okay.
And he came back.
But the
Montrez is gone. Okay, I'll be back there.
But So now at this point, it's like okay, we're. We have let me put this aside. Second of all, I think we're having some epic level evaluation problems of talent. You know, like we've had so many guys come in, even through Mac, they're like, oh yeah, 4-star. Aiden, Igehan, here we go. We're spending all our time and money. We're going to Ireland. All this. It's like, oh, that guy was terrible. Like he averaged 2 points a game for Grand Canyon. Yeah. You know, it's like, so we also have we got all these 4-stars. It's like, well, I think they're giving out too many 4-stars these days because of physical stature and not necessarily because of they know how to play basketball really well or maybe they know how to dominate people that aren't very good. So it's hard to kind of know where they are. And they're like, well, probably a 4-star because he's dominating really bad players and he's really good.
Well, like, who are you talking about? I mean, like.
Well, Weathers has a skill set that. That just makes anyone like, oh my gosh, look at this guy. But he had to be redshirted his first year, right? So there was a reason for that, but he's a 4-star. So it's like, okay, well, clearly it's probably a consistency thing, and that's what we see typically from him is he'll dominate. We're like, there it is. That's the Jalen. And then it's like the next game is like, where'd he go? Eric Sullivan did that every once in a while, you know, his early days. He had 30 points, and then he had, like, 2 points. You know, so it's so if there's a consistency problem, usually that's also seen at practice, right? And that's – Luke was seeing a problem with the players there. I think we're getting some players maybe that shouldn't be ranked where they are. And now it comes time to make a decision. We're 0-7. So who's the team that's going to fight the hardest? Because the fans at this point, that's all they want to see.
That's all they want to see.
You know, if you lose and you fight,
you're right.
Thank you for fighting because we're the Fighting Cardinals.
Well, we're not right now.
No. So, and
well, I mean, you saw it the other night when they're down 30, and whoever it was that was diving on the floor after, and the crowd cheered. Yeah, Kamari lands it. They cheered. Yeah.
So you need effort, and it doesn't matter who it comes from, and you don't even need wins right now. You need effort because nothing starts without effort. So you got to go all the way back to hey, can we work hard? I mean, that's where this team is. So you got to start from the beginning. Like who is gonna work hard on the court? That's who starts. I don't care.
It's probably
it is.
Hersey. It's probably
Hersey. L. Fabio looked really good the other night.
Yeah.
And Fabio moves L. Ellis to the two-guard spot where L. seems to do a little bit better than having to orchestrate the offense from the point guard spot. Mike James always kind of always seems to be hustling.
It's fine.
Devin Reed got people excited the other night. I mean, I think you should start investing in your future because your present is not happening.
Well, well said. I mean, I think that's what people want to see. I think they want to see the effort. All right, we will continue along here. We've got Mike Lindsay as no the foe, so he's utterly more worthless than normal.
The foe.
The foe. But I know one thing he likes is Underdog Fantasy. He's calling me from Colorado where you can smoke all the weed you want, but you can't play Underdog Fantasy there. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on out there.
Yeah, and they have gambling, so I think it's just Yes, they do.
That's bizarre for whatever reason.
I think all it means is they just haven't gotten their license for that state. That's all it is. Yeah, like they're growing.
I don't know what it is, but I know you like it and I like it. We all play it, and you know, it's the higher or lower in the pick'ems are a lot of fun. So I mean, you know, pick whether you're going to have a higher stat total or a lower stat total in a game this weekend. So pick between 2 and 5 players. Build that pick'em entry. You can also have the rivals option where you can pit 2 players against each other. So we've had a lot of fun with it. You can sign up today with my promo code Drew, D-R-E-W, and you get your first deposit doubled up to $100. So visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with my promo code Drew, D-R-E-W. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Now, you got to be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
I got some backside discipline from shattering a window with a baseball. Had to stay after class, call mom and dad, made me tell them how I'm out of.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And Mike Lindsay, also known as Crumb's Revenge.
That's right, the one big happy freaking family here, and we got a lot going on this weekend. You heard the promo on the break. We'll have Kenny Payne and Miami, not Kenny Payne, Kenny Payne, the Louisville basketball team. I can't read my the promo sheet. Beginning pregame coverage at 11:30 with 1 o'clock with tip off, and then after that the women's game. They play Middle Tennessee pregame beginning at 4:30, tip off at 5:00. We got all the conference championship games this week. We got tonight the Pac-12 at 7 o'clock on all ESPN Louisville stations. We got the SEC championship tomorrow on ESPN 680, the Big Ten on 680, and the ACC championship between Clemson and North Carolina on 93.9 The Ville. Championship week brought to you by UPSJobs.com. Apply today at UPSJobsKY.com. And Bellarmine. I mean, other than that, we got nothing going on. We got Bellarmine tomorrow. I did know the foe for you this week, by the way, on Alice Lloyd. So I guess maybe you're off the hook.
Did you hear that, Mike?
I did not.
It was Alice Lloyd, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know where Alice Lloyd is located, Mike?
I don't.
Yes. Well, we don't need to relive it.
It's not like asking a process where TCU is.
And, you know. Yeah, or Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Hey, where's Auburn? I don't know.
It's in Auburn.
Yeah.
I got a couple. You know, this is the bizarro basketball world we're living in. The things that are not part of my life anymore. Bracketology, mock drafts. I mean, I just saw a mock draft here on Yahoo, and I'm like, oh yeah, I used to click on those things. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, I'm not gonna click on any bracketology unless they decide to let Bellarmine in the game, you know, in the tournament. Then I'll, you know, see if, you know, they're projected and where they're gonna go. And you know, the Yum Center is a regional site this year, and I guess I'll volunteer.
You'll volunteer. You'll be on spring break. What are you talking about?
Well, no, because the regional final in the Sweet 16 is like the next week, so I'll be back for that, for how that works for our girls' schedule. So yeah, I can volunteer and do interviews for the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 and stuff, and just get a little taste.
Volunteer.
I've done it every time Louisville's hosted at the Yum Center.
Really? You so like, what have you done?
So basically what you do is you go and you get quotes from the locker room. So the locker rooms are open in the NCAA tournament, at least they should be. And so you're basically a pool reporter, and you go in and you get, like, you know, quotes from like five or six different players. And then you take them out to transcribers because you have a recorder, and they type them up, and your stuff is in newspapers around the country. It's actually a lot of fun. So, you know, I usually pick a team. You know, you get like a group of guys, and I'm like, hey, I want – and so I picked – I had Kansas and Villanova the last time they were here, and then they ended up playing, so then I picked Villanova in that game. And I guess that was two times ago. But anyway, Villanova went and played in the NCAA championship, won the title, and I was in that locker, and they were a great group of dudes, and I really enjoyed it. Like, I really kind of liked being like a neutral observer. You know, just watching a team play basketball and getting to know those guys. It's kind of fun.
Volunteer. There you go. Mark Blankenbaker. Never knew that.
I mean, it's unpaid, but you do get, like, courtside seats and, you know, free food and stuff
like
that.
You get that if you're credentialed anyway.
I know, but, I'm not going.
You do it for free. I guess the term
NCAA
volunteer.
Tournament, it's a little harder to get credentialed at that time. I mean, we're just kind of blogging it, right?
Well, so, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's before you went mainstream.
Which I can watch it on TV, and you know, but there's something about like hearing Rock Chalk in the Yum Center when they were beating Maryland.
Yeah,
that was really cool, and that stuck with me. And so I'm a fan of basketball. I like college sports.
We know.
Can I, Mark? Will you let me tell the story of the time I got really mad at you about the question you asked Luke Hancock?
Yeah, what? Definitely.
All
tell
right.
Me.
So
do you remember this at all?
I think I do. I recall.
Because if you go to the YouTube championship video, there's a comment he says at the end, and I swear I'm like I know this has to be related.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Mark and I, the very beginning of the blogging. You know, like
very early.
You know, very early.
What was the name of the site at this point? Was it even?
It was Cards and Cats. I think it was Cards and Cats for the title game.
And who was your Cats representative at this point?
It's someone else.
We had a number of guys at the time, Brad and Kyle and guys like that. They were pretty steadfast. There was a group of dudes, but for the most part, those guys, yeah.
So Mark, this is Mark's polish now, right? So this is right when he's first ever interviews, you know, like in a big scene, in a big, big thing.
We
he's
started at the final.
This is his moment.
At the Belk Bowl a year prior.
Yeah.
We were in the Sugar Bowl.
And so Mark is like, hey, I'm getting ready to go in. And he's like, I'm going to go talk to these teams. He's like, you know, what kind of questions are you thinking about? And I'm like, well, you know, I want you to go to our opponents and I want you to ask them. And I think this was at Indy?
It's an Indy. Yeah, we were playing
kind of a
Oregon.
Dome.
Yeah, we're playing Oregon.
And I'm like, I want you to go to the other team and ask them, are you all worried about shooting in a dome with all the big space around the goal? And he's like, okay. I'm like, yeah, just get in their heads. That's the question I want you to ask the other team.
The other team.
Yeah.
And okay.
So Mark is getting his interviews, and I'm like, hey, did you get to ask the questions? He's like, I did. And I'm like, oh, cool. He's like, who'd you talk to? And he's like, well, actually, I had to talk to Louisville. I'm like, oh, you talked to Louisville? And it's like, I thought you were going to talk to the other team. He's like, well, you know, I didn't get to, or this was the only time I had. I can't remember the reason why.
I think I talked to them too, but I also talked to Louisville because they had practice and interviews and stuff like that. So it was like scheduled out.
And I'm like, who'd you talk to? He's like, well, I got to talk to Luke. I'm like, what'd you ask him? I'm like, well, I asked him about shooting in a dome. And I said, what?
What are you doing?
That is
for?
Not the plan. Do not scare one of our shooters. And I know it doesn't scare Luke Hancock, but
yeah, it didn't
seem
to bother him too much.
Right?
Yeah,
And by the way, it does bother a lot of shooters, right? And it didn't bother him.
Yeah.
And
it bothered us, yeah.
But at the end, there was, at the championship, now advance, we've
the
won
floor.
The title.
We're
Mark's on the floor, and he's walking around with the camera.
He's falling down.
And everything. And he's just filming, and Mark's just filming random, you know, players and their reactions and stuff like that. And Luke looks at Mark's video camera, and he says... shot pretty good in a dome.
Must
have been pretty good. Yeah. You know, or something like that. So I'm
do
like,
we
oh.
have this audio? Do
oh,
we
yeah.
have this?
Oh,
all right, so
yeah.
here's the deal.
Totally.
On YouTube, if you, you know, do the YouTube Crumbs Revenge, you know, because I got kicked off Vimeo, I have
It's on the Crunch Zone. It's on the Crunch Zone YouTube as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that?
But like, now hang on. No, did he understand the assignment was to get in the heads of the other team? Mark, did you understand the assignment? Like,
I probably did, but I don't. But you know how it is.
It's like, very busy and overwhelming.
You're very busy. There's almost like you're basically not sleeping on a tournament run like that. And so I'm going to see if I can find this because it was really funny.
You're basically not sleeping.
And you know, to be honest,
I'm sure Mark was a little nervous because this is his first big time event.
Not like, as nervous as me asking if the guy put the booger in Montrez's hair.
You know, Mark now is, you know, it's automatic. But, you know, at that time, he's younger. It's first time at a big event, you know, like that.
It's a 3-minute interview, though. I don't know where it was.
Here's the deal. It's at the very end of the championship video. So I have a video that I made for the championship game. And I had to go back after I released it. Once I saw that, I'm like, oh, that's going back in forever. So I went back and I edited it at the very end of the championship game where it's like it's over and then it pops up and it's Luke. He's like, shot pretty good in the dome. And then fades back out. So I added at the end of the Crumbs Revenge Championship Tribute. The Past, Present, Future is the name of the title of that video. It's at the very end. So anyway, I was so mad when I found that out. And Mark was just doing the best he could. He was just running around asking questions. Yeah. And so I'm just like, I'm going to punch you in the stomach.
Junior reporter. That was a junior reporter effort.
Well, a year later, I'm in the losing locker room of Kentucky. And honestly, I thought Luke was going to, like, kill everybody in there. Yeah. Like, I was, like, asking him questions. I was like, oh, okay, let me get away from Luke.
Not a good time.
Like, he was, like, hot. But in this particular situation, you know, there's confetti all over the place. They're cutting the nets down. One shining moment is everybody stops the interviews for one shining moment, and then you're back at it. It was a cool thing, but yeah, definitely did ask him the question.
Back in those days, Mark and I had a lot of funny little in-game moments like that where we're yelling at each other, what the hell's going on, or I love you, or just whatever. I mean, just so much emotion riding with the team and how much success we had, which is just amplifying some of the frustrations that we've had over the last few years.
Yeah, that's when it was fun. I had those days. I remember those days.
It just felt like there for a while, because Mike and I went to the voodoo shop. It was interesting, but there for a while.
You guys were doing some crazy stuff. You're going to voodoo shops.
We felt a little dirty when we left, like something bad might happen to us.
We really did. We really did. And we were also we took cameras out on Bourbon Street.
Yeah,
which is like the worst place for a camera ever. You know,
not cool. Not cool.
Yeah. What do you mean the worst place? Might be the best place.
Well, but you know, but it's.
Some people may not want to be caught on camera.
Yeah, maybe people don't want to be on camera. But also, like, it's very high probability that it's broken, you know, stuff like that. So, and we did interview a Florida fan that year.
Oh, yeah.
I go, what do you think about the game? He goes, I predict Louisville will win the national championship in basketball.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
We had a lot of really good Florida takes. Before the game, one would ever have seen had we lost.
No, we would have helped.
They're only funny because we won, and they all made the video.
Yeah.
But it was such a good time going through that and the success that we were having. But yeah, the voodoo shop, I'm sure he's told you before, but we walk in, it's like a museum, and there was this guy, and he was behind this like wooden desk, like you would give your kid like in grade school, and he's just quietly kind of shuffling papers. He's like,
And he brought out the snake, right?
There was a python upstairs, and it was like 20 feet long.
I remember it was like bright yellow.
And none of this scared you off yet, right?
Well, you're still there for a while.
There were people there that were like historians of voodoo or believed in voodoo, and then there was Mark and I who were like, hey, we want to win the football game. Will you do a voodoo curse on this? You know,
no,
and
we
it's
got
like,
kicked out.
That is not how it works.
The shop we visited, we got kicked out of because.
And F bombs and everything yelled at us.
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Yes, and we're like, and.
Why?
Because
you shouldn't ask for a curse.
Voodoo is essentially a religion, right?
It's
like you're mocking their religion,
right?
And so that
we learned
you were
lesson.
Not welcome when you started that, you know. And we were thinking, so then we're like, okay, so we changed our approach when we went to the other place. We're like, okay, we want to have success, you know, instead of making
we want a blessing.
Yeah, we want a blessing instead of a curse, you know. So. So we go in there, and he's kind of shuffling through his papers, and it'd be very quiet. And it's like one of those things where you're supposed to kind of go one at a time, walk through the house and upstairs and see the snake, and there's pictures and the history and different things. And he kind of never kept getting to us. And then he's like, I'm going to go upstairs for a minute. And he goes upstairs, and it's been like 10 or 15 minutes. And it was
how you guys were intense on this. I mean, I would have failed so many times.
Well, we just wanted it for...
We were going to film it. We were going to
do the whole thing for videos. Yeah. You would do anything for videos, right? So we were looking at each other, and it's getting kind of weird.
Let's get out of here.
Mark's like, yeah, I don't even feel comfortable anymore. And I'm like, all right, let's get out of here. So we both kind of got out of there. We're like, that was weird.
And that was the thing. It's like the people that we were with, they're like my dad and sister and some of their friends, they're outside waiting for us.
Yeah.
And it was like an hour.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It took a while.
It was a long time.
Whose idea was this? Who was the initiator?
Probably Mike's. I don't know.
I don't know. I could see it be vindictive like Mark, and I could see it be goofy like
you. Bought the alligator head, right?
I bought it on Bourbon Street.
Okay, so it was probably Mark's idea.
Yeah. I was like, hey, we're going to...
And I'm all for
we
it.
We need to have something that
hell
gets,
yeah, let's do
the
this.
The original idea was we have to have something that can be cursed.
Right.
And so I bought the gator head.
Right.
Because I was like, we're going to curse the gator.
I'm so glad you didn't buy the cardinal, you know, like when you're talking to Luke Hancock about the big dome and the shooting.
Right. But they don't work.
Yeah, good idea.
It worked because we won the Sugar Bowl.
It did.
And we won the national championship.
Despite you, I think.
Yeah, maybe so.
We won the Sugar Bowl despite the play of our great players.
There was a weird thing that happened, though. It was baseball, and it was after we won the title. Louisville got way down against USC baseball, and it was over at Jim Patterson Stadium, and I was there. And they somehow came back and won, and I was like, "This voodoo thing is real, man! Like we came down from like 8,
you
know,
we are on fire.
It's crazy." So we had some fun with that.
Yeah, I just emailed Lee the booger in the hair, the cat barber sound. So I don't know. It seems like an appropriate time to play it.
That's trifling.
Yeah, I wish you could have seen the looks on the actual reporters that were around me. You know, like the NC State, whoever writes for the Raleigh newspaper or the Charlotte whatever the Charlotte newspaper, the Observer. You know, they're looking at me and I'm like, well, it's a legit.
And see, Drew, you can't.
It's
get
a legit
that.
Question.
You can't get that if
you're right at the podium. You're right. You're not getting that at the podium. That's exactly what I was thinking too. I mean, that was when the tournament runs were fun. A lot of the times, as you guys know, when you go to and you're interviewing guys, they'll sometimes grab the microphone from you and start interviewing their own teammates, which is when it's really gets funny.
They're in their comfortable space.
It happened. Yeah. My dad helped me out when Louisville beat when they won the American Athletic Conference and they beat and it was it was right before the
Memphis.
UConn game.
Yep.
I think we beat Houston by a ton. Anyway. Anton Gill grabbed the camera from my dad and went around and interviewed everybody. It was a blast. It was a fun video.
You can see Mark Blakenbaker's dad's video, and I think I have the AAC championship game video out there.
Yeah, so out there. It was a blast. It was
and
a lot of
fun. I remember Luke was in that one, too. It's like, this is for you young bucks, talking to the young guys about how you better hold up our legacy here.
It just felt like everything we were doing at that time was a lot of fun.
It was.
It was
winning is fun, and so here's the thing.
But Texter makes a great point. If Mike Lindsay utters the words "this feels weird," that alone should scare the hell out of you.
Yeah, Mike Lindsay looked at me. It was like, "Hey, let's go. Let's get out."
It was like, "I'll do strange, weird, bizarre." This felt dangerous. Weird. I felt like this guy's going to take the python out, and we're not going to get out the front door. It's going to slowly. You want to hold the python? I'll let you hold it for free. It goes around my neck. Goes around my legs. I'm suffocating. Mark's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Maybe he films it for a minute on his way out,
just the last moments
for,
of Mike
the video.
Lindsay.
Yeah. It felt
a lot of people
weird.
Texting us my personal line saying, get your butts back to the voodoo shop.
Yeah. But I don't know what you do at this point. What was the thing they ultimately did? The voodoo.
We left.
We decided not to wait to see ultimately were going to do.
So I have all three Maker's Mark bottles of Jurich, Patino, and Charlie. We take all three to another voodoo shop.
Right.
They bless those bottles. Does that reverse the jinx? I mean, does that reverse what's going on here?
I mean, at this point, I mean, what's the guy saying? Morgan's, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good. I mean, that's what this feels like at this point.
Right. I don't know. I think again, Artie said it. It comes down to we just want to see people trying hard.
Yeah. And yeah, the text line thoroughly agree with you. Text line thoroughly, you know, yeah. I mean, Universal backing you up on that.
I mean, there are kids on this team that clearly don't suck at basketball. They certainly right now suck together. Like, they are not a good team together. So what changes to make that? You know, and that a lot of times that change is inside. It's inside yourself. You're like have to commit to becoming a better teammate. The amount of effort you're willing to do, the amount of time that you're, you know. But the other thing is sometimes people are afraid of success when they're not having it because, like, okay, well, would, you know, they have this I'll try hard and fail, and that means I'm a failure, and, like, it's an indictment on themselves. And you have to not be afraid of failure. You have to work hard and just say, just know you're never going to have anything in life. Forget basketball without maximum effort. Life isn't waiting for you to pick yourself off the ground. Okay, now I'm ready for you. Here's all life's treasures. You know, it's like you literally have to fight and claw every single day to survive it. And then sometimes good things happen. Not all the times, and it's not guaranteed. And so I just think that I just wish I would see the fight. Because going back to the beginning, before they can try to win, they need to learn how to play hard. Then they need to learn how to play hard together. And then and if you're playing these freshmen, and when I say focus on the future, I don't mean cut off any chance of success, because along that journey, you might find that people are inspired on the team to try even harder. And then other guys that you thought you were leaders that maybe weren't leading at that point are ready to lead now. And so it had to. You kind of had to manage up. You had to start with the younger guys to inspire the older guys, perhaps. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do right now.
You're like Socrates right now.
I'm just very passionate about
this. I mean, that was very philosophical. Yes, I know. By the way, we do have that great moment in NCAA journalism ready to go here from the
2013?
No. This was the Elite Eight. 2015?
Was that 14 or 15?
Yeah, they lost to Michigan State.
It would have been 15. Yep.
Okay, so here was me grilling Cat Barber.
From the last game, there's a video of you and Montrez. You kind of put your arm around him. You know the video I'm talking about?
Yeah, people try to make it seem like it was somebody won't, but, you know, I know Montrez, and we were just playing around, having a good conversation, talking to each other.
So you didn't put a booger in his hair?
No, that's trifling. I would never do that to nobody. Like, that's disgusting.
Nothing made Billy Reid laugh harder than that. Nothing. Nothing. I came back because I was, you know, I was embedded with the team, and I gave that to Mike Petito, and he died. I mean, he was like, "Dad, come here, listen to this."
You know, it was you do was realize like, this is a video account, not a verbal account. That's what.
What's that? Yeah.
About
Montrez. Yeah.
Hey,
yes,
Kat,
yes.
You Kat. Do know this is
they,
a video.
They
account.
Talked about it on PTI. You know, like yeah, we have the video. Yeah.
But I can totally understand how Kat would want to play that off.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I don't think anyone wants to get in the way of an angry Montrez Harrell.
If you know Montrez Harrell, you might come across. You might cross paths with him at some point. You don't want to be the guy to put a booger in his head.
I think there's an article.
All right, we got. I mean, you are motivational, Mike, this morning. So hang on. We gotta get to a break. We need brags at ESPNLouisville.com. Yes. We're out of brags. We need that right now. We literally have none. So I don't know. You know, I mean, we got the Gomez Insurance Agency bringing the brag line back. We need to get some brags in there. So be sure to hop on in and do that. We're going to talk with Uncle Brandon up next as well. We'll visit with him. Motivational Mike's hanging out with us here this morning. Don't forget about Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal when it's time to get work done on your roof. Online, CarlinRoofs.com. That's CarlonRoofs.com. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. They replaced my roof a few years ago, so I've seen how hard they work. A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. They'll help you out with your insurance like they did with Keith Pointer's family. Save them a whole bunch of money. And that's, you know, they know what to do. They know how to work with the insurance agencies and make sure that, you know, that some things that might actually be covered that, you know, you might not think are covered. So check them out online, CarlinRoofs.com. All right, we'll have Brandon pick some games up next, and then Motivational Mike will be back with some tips for life. I don't know. Information for life. But it's good stuff. We love it.
Thank you.